Hello everyone. Today was day 9 of my guide dog residential training at the Mercure Hotel in Bolton with the Manchester Mobility Team. Today marked the final full day of training, as tomorrow we finish at lunchtime to then head home with our dogs. After breakfast this morning, we went straight out to do an hour-long route around the majority of Horwich. The nice thing about this route is that I have covered it in small chunks already. So I've done the alleyways and side streets, which were some of the first curb work I did with Tammy last Tuesday and Wednesday. I passed through the high street with the crossings later last week, and again last night on our evening excursion. And I've passed the park many times during the week. So it was nice to combine all of the smaller routes that I've done into an hour-long route and see just how effective everything we've touched on so far is when put into practice in a time-consuming route, which again was an independent walk with my guide dog mobility instructor walking behind and not saying anything other than when to turn or find a crossing. And it was good to make decisions for myself once again and react to Tammy's distractions and reactions to certain situations, such as busy high streets, other dogs, obstacles, crossings, and so on. Before lunchtime, I worked on some more obedience with Tammy, without my trainer while she was out with another person on the course, and I worked on Tammy waiting when toys are moving, which causes a big distraction for her, and making her wait. So we've been working on it for a few days now, and she is getting much better at waiting during the distractions when the toy moves. After lunch, we had a visit from the Guide Dog Service user representative, Mike Tupper, who is our direct link for guide dogs if we need help with an issue or need to be put in touch with the correct member of staff, or if we want to discuss something that we perhaps don't want to take to guide dogs directly. I originally met Mike last September when I first signed up to be a guide dog owner at the Fun Day in September at Atherton in Lee. So it felt like things were full circle, as he was there at the beginning of my journey, and now again, now that I've been matched to Tammy and have almost completed my residential training. Mike also has a guide dog and is a service user himself, so talk to us about how the charity has changed his life, as well as the work he does with guide dogs and the RNIB. In the afternoon, it was time for my second walk, and I had a bit of a triple whammy, really. First of all, it was getting dark as I began at 3:30 and then finished at 4:30, so this was my second night walk. The traffic was building up heavily, making my decisions to cross much lengthier. Plus, it was raining and bitterly cold, so I had the elements to battle against as well. But it went really, really well. And again, I received such positive feedback from my guide dog mobility instructor. He was very confident that I'm implementing everything I've learned during the past 9 days and will continue to do so when I'm back home and qualified, doing my own routes. Tomorrow is my final day of residential training, and as I mentioned, it will only be a half day, with an hour-long walk in the morning to reinforce everything I've learned. I have to say that I've enjoyed the training course immensely. The guide dog mobility instructors have been so friendly, knowledgeable and supportive. The other three people on the course have been great company and friends, and Tammy is truly my perfect match. I feel so much more confident when I'm out and about, knowing that I will no longer be walking into lampposts or bollards on my own or even with a sighted guide who doesn't know how to guide correctly or in enough detail. And I'm no longer going at a snail pace as with my long cane, especially in an unfamiliar area where I'm uncertain and disorientated. Even after 10 days, I feel a really strong bond with Tammy, and I am looking forward to the future in our working partnership.